Thank you for calling Archel Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could I have your name, please?
My name is Karen Barlotta. I just was talking to a guy. I tried to get somebody else, but anyway, I wanted to get your internet service, but I was trying to call the office. Are you familiar with like Kyle Hoffman? Do you know him?
Kyle
Hoffman.
He's the
one that came to my door. I wanted to set it up to him, or doesn't it really matter?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. That's okay. You want to sign up for the service to get more internet service?
Yes, yes.
Okay, no problem. I'll be more than happy to help you out with that. First, I need to see if we do service the area. So could I have your address, please?
Yes, 40 Kalina Drive. Yes, you just set it all up here, so I know it's in Sorgatys.
Okay, let me just locate that for you. You said Kalina Drive?
Yeah, K-A-L-I-N-A in Sorgatys, yes. Not Kalina, now there's two, so it's Kalina, K-A-L-I-N-A.
All right, so yes, we do service the area. Is the location a home or a business?
It's a home.
Okay, thank you for that information. And how many devices would you connect to the internet? How many devices do you have in your home?
Well, I have one main, and then I have, no, just, do you, how does that work? Do I have Wi-Fi? I have Wi-Fi, but I have two different, I have TV, is but two direct TV, but the, how does that work? Do I need an extra, no, I don't need an extra box or anything for internet, right? I have a main, yeah, I have a computer with a main tower, or a main tower, I guess, that has what we have, you know. So, and I don't think I have anything else. I don't think I have a router or anything any other place in the house. So it's, I guess,
no,
the Wi-Fi.
I was just asking how many devices would you connect to the internet, as it relates to your phones, computer, TV?
Well, it would go to my computer, and then don't I go off of that? What difference does it make, right? Don't I do Wi-Fi off of that? I don't know.
I'm just trying to figure out what would be the best internet service
for
you.
Well, I just want that only 1 gig fiber thing. I mean, is that enough for like normal household stuff?
Yes,
you know,
it would be. The 1 gig fiber internet, where you'd get 1 gig upload and download speeds, it's for $79.99. But when you sign up for paperless billing with your checking or savings account, it goes down to $69.99. That's the one you're interested in?
That's the one I'm interested in. But now my neighbor tells me that after your date expired, that it's like I have to pay for installation.
No, the installation is free.
Okay, then I'm going to sign up for. I drag my feet when it comes to this kind of stuff. So
no problem. That's totally understandable.
I mean,
and
I do want it. And I, pardon me. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to have.
They did all the work in my neighborhood, and I definitely want to sign up because I'm on Spectrum, and they're terrible. So, and I pay like $90 a month. But anyway, so for $69.99 for 2 years, I'm going to take that. And if I'm not happy, then I'll worry about that at the time. Anyway, so what do I have to do to sign up? I mean, they worked all around here. I don't know if you're probably not in Kingston, right? You're just someplace else doing this. But
well, our main office is in Kingston. So I'll just continue to sign you up for the service so that we can have someone come out there and install the internet for you. How big is your home?
Well, I have a raised ranch. What do you want to know? Square footage?
I just wanted to know if you would need an additional Wi-Fi extender for the home. Is it more than 1,000 square foot?
Oh yeah, definitely.
How much?
I mean, my upstairs is probably 1,200, and then I also have a, you know, finished basement. Well, I have a raised ranch, so it's like a lower level. It's not a basement as such.
Okay, so we do recommend that you get a additional extender just so that the internet can work efficiently throughout the house. And the cost for an extender is $7.99. a month per extender.
Oh, well, suppose I just try it without, and then if I can I get that when I
Yeah,
put it, I don't have
definitely.
an ext I don't have an extender now, and that's like I get it, you know.
So
I
what
don't
can
know.
happen? We can sign you up without, and when you do have the service, if you do need an extender, you can call us and we can go ahead and set that up for you.
I mean, it's only my husband and I. It's like, you know, it's not like I have kids who are like gaming and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? That
Yeah.
I don't know. I truthfully don't know. Would I really need that? If
Okay.
it's like I said, I don't
So
know. I don't have it now. And it's like, and I don't think, how much is Spectrum? What is their gig amount? I don't think it's that. I think
okay.
I'll be comparable. Okay. I'd like to try it just for that.
All right, no problem. So we'll just do without, and then if you're interested in afterwards, you can just give us a call, okay?
I
And are you
can, yes.
interested in the phone service?
No.
Okay.
No, only because you're talking about home phone service, right?
Yeah,
I
for
don't pay
landline.
I don't pay for my home phone service because my husband works not an employee of like Verizon. So one of the perks is we get free phone service. So I wouldn't be interested in that.
Okay, and just to confirm the address, it's 40 Kalina Drive, Saugerties, New York, 12477. Do you
Correct.
rent or own the property?
I own it.
Okay, and is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
Okay, no problem. Could you spell your first name for me, please?
I'm going to put it under my husband's name, though. You mean for like the billing and that?
That is correct.
Okay. Anthony is his first name.
Anthony.
Bartolo.
And what's his last name?
Oh, Bartolotta. I'm sorry. It's Bartolotta.
Okay, so that's
No,
Bartol.
B, wait a minute. B like in boy. You
Okay, so
think of Bart.
B as in boy,
Yes.
Bartolotta.
Correct.
Okay,
Correct.
thank you. And what is the email address that I should add on file?
Okay, it's A-T, like Apple Tom, and then Bart, Bart. That's it. Oh, I'm sorry. At MSN.com.
Okay, so that's A-T, B as in boy, A-R-T at MSN.com.
Correct.
Okay, thank you for that information. And what is the primary phone number that I should add on file?
845-246-4155.
So just to repeat, 845-246-4155.
Yes. That's
All right.
correct.
Do you want to add a secondary phone number on file?
No, I don't, because probably don't I wouldn't probably answer my cell phone because then that's well, let me give you my cell phone. I'll do that. It's 845-594-9130.
All
It would
right.
probably come up Arch Top Fiber, so I probably would answer it if I was, you know, someplace not like shopping
Okay.
or something. You know what I'm saying? I was like, you know.
Yeah, I get you. And how would you want us to contact you? By phone, text, or email?
To what? When you're coming?
Yeah,
Well,
how would you prefer?
You can text me, all right, with the 845-594-9130.
Okay, so just to read a disclosure for you for the text, at Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me
Okay.
assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We will not send
Right.
you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communications via email or phone call. Messages and data
Perfect.
rates may apply. Is that okay?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, and just to go over your order with you, it's in a home. You're interested in the 1 gig fiber internet for $79.99. You're currently not
No, I'm gonna
interested.
do I'll do automatic billing, but with ACH, automatic ACH and paper with automatic ACH.
To get the $10 discount. Okay. And you're not interested in the phone service, not interested in the extenders at the moment. The address is 40 Kalina Drive, Socrates, New York, 12477. You said that you own the property and your billing address is not different from your service address, correct?
Correct.
Okay, no problem. As part of our order process, we'll need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you're required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but doing so will automatically require a $50 deposit. Are you
Well,
willing to
what's
do the
no
credit check?
Yes. What is the ACH? What does that mean? And paperless billing, automatic ACH and paperless billing. I don't know what that is. I know what paperless
It just
billing
means,
is, but I don't. Go ahead.
yeah, so I was just saying that it just means that if you use your checking or savings account to meet the payments.
Yeah, I'll use my checking. Automatic ACH. What is that? I don't understand what that is.
Oh, ACH.
AC.
Oh, you want to know the abbreviation for it? Okay, so
What is
ACH just means automatic clearinghouse. It just means your bank account, just using a checking or savings account.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Yes, that's what I am going to do, the paperless, so I can get it for 69.70 a month instead of 80. So
Okay.
for 2 years, right?
Yeah, the price is guaranteed for 2 years. Let's see. I'm just putting in some information here. Also, to do the credit checks, I'm gonna need the social security number for Anthony.
It's 133-36-3218.
Okay, give me one moment, please. And I'll also add the phone number. So this. Okay, let me just submit it and see.
Pardon me. What, I'm sorry, my husband was something in my ear. What did you say? I apologize.
So no deposit is required, so you would not
Right.
need to meet the $50 deposit.
Okay.
Just give me one moment. Let me just put that in.
Yes.
All right, and you said that you're interested in the auto pay and paperless billing, and you
Yes.
said that you're going to use a checking account.
Yes.
All right. Okay, so I'm going to need your routing number and the account number.
All right. My routing, let me just get my checkbook. Hold on. I unfortunately don't know that all by heart. I think probably some people do because they probably set everything up like that. And I just
That's
don't.
okay. Just
This
take
is
your time. I'm here.
all new and to me, but I find it very convenient. So I'm like really thinking about, because my mailman is a jerk and he just half the time drops my mail. No, I'm serious, It's like I find my mail on my steps, outgoing mail. I'm like, oh no, I can't deal with this. And then they
Yeah.
say they scrub the bills, they now steal bills out of those mailboxes and somehow scrub off the thing and use a different ink. Okay,
Oh.
so what? Yeah. So they get those roadside mailboxes, where you can drop mail in, that they somehow can fish them out, and if they can tell it's a bill because of the way it is, and then they open it and somehow scrub off the your name or something, who it's going to, and then they cash it. So
Wow.
anyway,
Whenever you're
yeah.
ready, you can go ahead with the routing number. That's really
Okay.
bad.
All right. The routing number is, if it start with one, it's, I don't know. All right. These are the numbers. It's 022. Then it's 0000046. Now, what's that? That, and then it's 11.
That's the account number you're giving me now?
Oh, that must be the count number. Okay. So that first part was the routing number, right? You got that?
The 02200046.
Okay, that okay. Now the account number, right? 11009, and then it's 11424 70.
Okay, thank you for that information. And what's the name on the account?
Well, Anthony Bartolotta or Karen Bartolotta, both of ours.
The last name, it's B as in boy, A-R-T-O-L-L-O, no, I'm sorry,
no.
B-A-R-T-O-L-O-T-T-A.
Correct.
And it's a checking account?
It's a checking account. It's in both names.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And you authorize direct debit payments, correct?
Yes.
Okay, let me just save this.
So what did you just say, debit payments? Is that what they call it, debit?
Yeah,
to
or ACH payments.
Account?
That is
okay.
Correct.
All right. Yeah, so they take it out. Okay, good.
And how did you hear about Arched Up Fiber?
Oh, like I said, they've all been in our neighborhood setting it up, and then they've sent the flyers, but the guys have been all through here working endlessly in great job, and you're probably not right in Kingston, but honestly, I never saw such a good operation as Archtop. I hope their internet is as good. And the guys worked in rain. They just were, and so neat. Everything got put back so nice. Yeah, was a really,
yeah, we're
really
all so
impressive
dedicated.
Really impressive operation, I must say.
Thank you. And is there anything that the technicians should be aware of on your property?
I don't think so.
Like a buried wire, septic tank?
Well, they buried it, so I don't know.
Okay, that's
right?
Fine.
It's all buried.
Okay.
But it's marked where it is. It's like, it's on my property, but it's like at the edge by the street. But, yeah, we have a green box on top. I'm sure they'll find it.
Oh,
you know?
Okay. No problem.
You know.
All right. So all I need to do now is finish up your order and just go over a couple of disclosures and then set up an installation date for you and then just let you get back to your day.
Okay.
At the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. So they may install the drop cable. That is the cable that connects your home to the fiber network at the street. This will happen prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation.
Okay.
If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We'll then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. Also, you said you have Spectrum at the moment.
I do.
To maintain a consistent connection, we recommend our new customers to wait until the fiber services are installed to cancel the current provider.
Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead.
Okay. The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by Arched Up Fiber is the property of Arched Up Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Arched Up Fiber. Arched Up Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your Arched Up Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of services as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
No, I don't know. Yeah, no, it's fine. I don't know what you were saying. I was just not listening. So what did you say about arbitration?
I was just saying that if you're bound to, if you agree to be bound by the terms of services as they change from time to time, I need a yes or no.
What's the normal? Yes, I guess.
Okay.
Yes,
no problem.
Yes, bound by the terms, right? You lost me a while back there. I was like, Anyway, yes, whatever, you know, I'm not going to go to arbitration with, you
No
know,
problem. That's understandable. So we're going to set up a date and time for you. The earliest date that we do have available is the 8th of July at
I
3
think
p.m.
that's, let me see what I got going on the 8th of July. Oh, that's a, oh, I want to know, in other words, I got June, I haven't flipped it over yet. I'm pretty, hold on a minute.
It's on a Monday
Oh, Monday, that's fine.
3 p.m.
3 o'clock, sure.
Okay. All right. So please confirm the appointment July 8, 2024 at 3 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay, very good.
And the name is
Right.
Anthony Barlo
Bartolotta.
Barlota Bar. I'm so sorry.
Bartolotta. Look at it.
Barta
Bartolotta.
Barcelona. I'm so sorry
Yeah.
about the mispronunciation. And the email address, it is atbart@msn.com. The phone number, it's 845-246-4155.
Correct.
Is there anything that you want the technician to know? Do you want the technician to call before arrival?
I don't think so for 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I don't think so. And I don't think there's anything he needs to know, truthfully. Is there anything the technician, on the outside of my husband, needs to know before they come? No. I don't think so. I think it's pretty cut and dry. I don't think he'll have
Okay,
too
let
much
me
trouble.
schedule that appointment for you then. All right, so know that your installation is scheduled. You'll be receiving two emails from Archtop Fiber. One will be a confirmation of your order, and the other will be an invitation for you to sign into your Archtop Fiber customer account, where you'll have the ability to manage your account, pay your bill, and review and accept our terms of service, okay?
Okay. Well, hold on a minute. Television has nothing to do with it.
Yes, it does. We have to have Wi-Fi for Netflix and all that. Does he hook that up?
Well, it should, I don't know. He's saying we need to have Wi-Fi for our TV. I don't, I guess they'll just hook up whatever's there, right? I don't know. Whatever the Wi-Fi is.
Yeah, they'll set it up for you so you can use the internet on your
Yeah.
TV.
Yeah. Oh, I guess we have to use the internet. All right. So, then what was I gonna, how soon after they install it? Is it immediately
Yes. So on Ju
operational? Okay.
yeah, so on July 8th, when they do install the service, you'd have access to the service.
Okay, then I'm gonna call Spectrum and cancel it, but I'm not gonna do that until it's all set, right?
Yeah, so
Yeah.
just wait until on July 8th until you get the service, and then you can call them to so that you can just have
So
consistent connection.
now another thing, like, do I have to pay the bill, or are you going to automatically take it out
Yeah,
of my
being that
account?
you sign up for auto pay and paperless
Yeah.
bill.
Okay. That's good. That's what I want. All right. Yeah.
No problem.
So
Is there
you'll,
anything else I
when is the billing date? Do you know?
It's the
I
date. It
mean,
starts on the date that it's installed, so the 8th of every month.
oh, so that's when it comes. Okay. Just for my own information. All right. Very good. I don't think I need any other questions answered.
No problem. It was my pleasure assisting you today. Have a great one, and thank you for calling Arch.Fiber, okay?
Okay, yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.